Navigating fixed income strategies amid a decelerating market. At Watson Investment Partners, we manage a high conviction, factor-driven strategy designed to deliver strong risk-adjusted returns. This means we apply our expertise to help our clients create portfolios that balance performance with diversification. Equity markets set to underperform. Goldman Sachs recently projected that the S&P 500 will deliver just a 3% annual return over the next decade, with a 72% likelihood of underperforming treasury bonds. For context, the index has delivered an impressive 13% annual return over the past decade, well above its long-term average of 11%. In light of this outlook, we believe it's an appropriate time to revisit the fixed income market and share how we are helping clients strategically position their portfolios within this asset class. Building a fixed income strategy. Fixed income markets have posed considerable challenges to investors for over a decade. For most, low yields and high correlations to stocks have rendered the asset class less useful. We have a different approach. We separate fixed income instruments into their components and utilize strategies that deliver the benefits of the asset class throughout the business cycle. The result is fixed income investments that can deliver strong gains to our clients more consistently and on a more tax-efficient basis. Interest rate duration measures how much a bond's price changes with movements in interest rates. For example, a bond with a 5-year duration drops 5% if interest rates rise by 1% and increases 5% if rates fall by 1%. Longer durations mean higher sensitivity to rate changes, i.e. more volatility and potentially more risk. Credit spread duration tracks a bond's sensitivity to changes in credit spreads. A credit spread is the extra yield a corporate bond offers above the risk-free rate. Widening spreads signal increased perceived risk, lowering bond prices, while tightening spreads typically signal lower perceived risk, increasing bond prices. Investment-grade credit, safer, lower-yielding, and lower-risk securities issued by stable companies with a good credit rating. These are preferred by conservative investors seeking steady returns and minimal risk. High-yield credit, higher-risk bonds with greater volatility and potential returns, issued by companies with lower credit ratings. These attract investors willing to accept higher risks, including possible defaults. Today's fixed income environment, a very important economic indicator followed by many market participants, is the difference in yield between 2-year and 10-year government bonds. A steep curve indicates optimism and growth expectations, while a flattening or inverted curve signals economic caution and potential market volatility. As you can see in the chart above, the Canadian 2S10S interest rate curve has begun showing signs of normalization, moving from an extreme inversion to a slightly positive slope. This shift has occurred without an accompanying recession, which is unusual. Short-term interest rates have decreased, but long-term rates, such as 10-year yields, have risen slightly and could continue on an upward path. Given this dynamic, there is a risk that fixed income investors will not benefit from the anticipated rate cuts unless more are made than the market currently predicts. This dynamic presents a headwind for traditional fixed income strategies who typically invest at 5 to 10 years to maturity. In other words, much of the easy money has been made in fixed income, and new strategies must be considered. We are, therefore, biasing toward strategies that hedge out their longer duration rate exposure to protect investors from the negative impacts of rising yields, while focusing in on the areas of the credit curve that offer the highest possible risk-adjusted returns. We are optimistic but cautionary. Interest rates are more volatile than credit spreads. Over the past 3 years, credit spreads have shown considerably less volatility compared to interest rates. For example, 3 years Government of Canada interest rate yields have been over 5x more volatile than 3 years senior bank credit spreads. By utilizing strategies that hedge out their rate duration, we can structure more stable portfolios. Investment-grade credit offers a compelling risk-adjusted return. We believe that credit spreads are at a significant risk of widening in the current environment, particularly as economic uncertainty and market volatility increase. In a market with heightened credit risk, it's essential to focus your credit exposure on areas that are less sensitive to market fluctuations. The reason is simple. Credit spreads are more likely to widen than they are to narrow, and so you want to put your portfolio in a position to widen less when this occurs, reducing your exposure to a capital loss. Investment-grade credit typically trades within a much narrower range than high-yield credit. While it might seem tempting to pursue the higher yields offered by lower-quality credit, in today's environment, it's not worth the risk. The current spread between BB and BBB bonds is below historical averages, meaning investors are being undercompensated for taking on the additional risk of high-yield debt. As investors, our goal is always to enhance returns, but only when it makes sense on a risk-adjusted basis. Knowing that high-yield spreads tend to widen more sharply than investment-grade spreads, it's clear that in this environment, where the reward isn't commensurate with the risk, investment-grade credit is the wiser choice. As the fixed-income environment evolves, we're committed to guiding our clients with strategies that are not only adaptive but also geared toward maximizing risk-adjusted returns, ensuring their portfolios are ready for whatever the market brings next. If you would like a review of your current positioning, please reach out to our team.